We all know this is Jeff's shed. So this was the precursor to the convention centre, and originally this was going to be where the Melbourne Museum was. And in fact, it even got so far as being partly built. And at the time, the Premier at the time, who was Jeff Kennett, said, I think we've made a mistake with where we've put the museum. I don't think it's the right site. So he stopped construction. This is actually an outrageously brave or maybe arrogant thing to do. And so he stopped construction on the museum, moved it up to the Carlton Gardens next to the exhibition centre, and DCM, who were the architects of this, it's kind of a, believe it or not, a renovation to the original part of the museum that was already built. So you know, you can't really pick it, but when we get up to the other end, there's a slightly funny lump that comes out the top, which was the original concrete building of the Melbourne Museum. I mean, exhibition centres are hard, convention centres are hard, because the what goes on in them is not very active. It kind of doesn't necessarily have much to do with the public realm. So the idea in this particular building was, it's a very, very long building, but the idea is that you can be inside at your convention, but you can actually nick through the veranda and kind of have that connection. So it's also one of Melbourne's kind of walking networks underneath this canopy, which is quite a nice thing.
Another thing not to underestimate is, having toured the world looking at convention centres, in almost every other major city, they're out on some freeway out near the airport. They're out in the middle of nowhere. And as we go along the river, everyone needs to kind of keep reminding yourself that Melbourne is unbelievably good management and a bit lucky. That we have things like the convention centre, the sports precinct, just here. And so DCM's building has the window, our building has the massive window here. So if you're here for 2 days for a convention, you can still see the city. You're not stuck in some black box out in, with no offence to Tullamarine, if anyone's here from Tullamarine. But you want to feel like you're actually engaged with the river, the city, the Poly Woodside. So all of the architecture down here is about seeing out. And this is the first six-star Green Star convention centre in the world, which at the time was seriously world's best practice, and it still rates on all sorts of criteria. Number 5 of all convention centres still currently seen as world benchmark around the world. So we get rung about once every 3 months to take people from Portugal, from Brazil, from Germany. Can we please take them on a tour of the building? Which is, and then the new bit at the back is the gold section, which you can just see a bit of the gold. It's a brave man that tries to convince a client, a government client, to build an entire building that's gold. A confident presentation. We did do the research, and in fact the golden wattle is the indigenous native flower of this area. So there was the indigenous First Nations story, but equally the city of Melbourne was built on gold, the great gold rush of Ballarat, really. So between the First Nations story and the colonial story, we thought gold had a thematic. So I gave the presentation to the chairman of the trust, which was ex-premier Mr Brumby, the Honourable Mr Brumby, who happened to be, when he had his time in Parliament, the minister for Ballarat, or the member for Ballarat. So he liked the connection with the gold. So once he was approved, everybody approved.
I think to Hamish's point, what is really interesting about what you'll see as we walk is, I'm not sure I could name any other city in the world that's got public building after public building after public building that does conventions, that does exhibitions, that does concerts, that does sport, all on a tour that we're doing in 2 hours, we hope.
Yeah, no,
it is pretty remarkable.
It is.
But it also is probably what's terribly important about it is this, and we'll be talking about the politicians who made South Bank happen, because what happened in the 90s is we had a premier who just said, I want to do something about this, and we had a couple of politicians in the planning minister and the secretary for planning.
Yep.
Who got together, and they are a powerhouse, and they just said, we are going to convert the south of the Yarra into something that's a global precinct. And this has really all happened in the time that Hamish and I have been architects, which is pretty interesting, really.
Yeah, not very long, really. Short time.
That's right. So let's walk up here, and you'll see, I mean, this, we all know the iconic, the yellow columns at the end, and this colonnade, of which every few of them is yellow to kind of drag you through. And it's become, you know, hilarious that it got called Jeff's Shed. We all always call things some kind of nickname after the premier of the time. But it's become a really iconic image of Melbourne.